Okay, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios and a number of exciting matchups in the Big 12 Conference. You've got Tennessee at Oklahoma, the UCLA-Texas matchup, and out of the Big 10 Conference, Minnesota. They're packing their bags. They're heading into Fort Worth to face TCU. And so when we look at the non-conference action, certainly strength of schedule always an important factor as the outcome will impact the perception of these programs. So big, big tests in the Big 12 Conference. Well, right now, we're going to head into Fort Worth. We're going to preview the Frogs and those Golden Gophers. Always a pleasure to have back with us on the program the voice of the Horned Frogs, and that is Brian Estridge. Good evening, Brian.
How are you? We're ready for game day at Fort Worth. It's getting here.
Ready for game day. I'm ready for the train, the sound of the train, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to hear the train. If TCU scores, that is. I mean, that's kind of the question coming into this one, because there's so many unknowns for TCU taking on a Minnesota out of the Big Ten. You know, last time they played was 1974. You weren't even born.
Oh, you're being way, way too kind. And no way am I going to give away my age. Now, a number of notables, as you said, you know, going into this game, and I want you to kind of provide the background between these two coaches, with TCU's Gary Patterson and Minnesota's Jerry Kill, because each of them have just a deep, sincere appreciation for each other's program and a friendship that goes way, way back.
If coaches can be best friends, that's what these two guys are, and they are. You know, Gary Patterson had Jerry Kill in his wedding. They've known each other from their days back in small-town Kansas. Jerry Kill was at Pittsburgh State. Gary Patterson was at Pittsburgh State. Their paths have crossed for the last 30 years, essentially. And when you look at their two programs, they're very similar. They're very blue-collar. You know, the theme there at Minnesota is brick by brick for Jerry Kill. That's how he's building his program. And Gary Patterson has done the same thing at TCU. They're going to be tough, hard-nosed football teams that play the right way, but, you know, play with a very physical nature about them. Kind of like how these two guys grew up in small-town Kansas. And because of that, in the off-season, they spend a lot of time together. Their wives are real close. They vacation on occasion. So I think it's real neat to see these guys interact. But Gary, quick to point out also, and you've heard him say this before, that you can love a guy during the week, but those 3.5 hours on Saturday, you can learn to hate him pretty fast.
Well, it is interesting too, Brian, a number of common denominators as you were just rattling it all off. But both of these coaches were coached by Jim Wacker, the legendary coach.
Yeah, isn't that neat? And it kind of all comes back to TCU. And, I think that one of the things that's special about what these two guys have done is that they haven't forgotten their history or their past and where they've come from. And they lean on that, and they lean on those core values in building their program. And you can see it with the way their teams play.
And, of course, just to remind all of our listeners, Wacker was the Frogs head coach from 83 to 91 before leaving Fort Worth and taking the reins of becoming the head coach for the Golden Gophers.
Yeah, the tie there obviously works. And I think one of the things about Jim Wacker, both of those places, is he made friends. And how many times in coaching, when a coach has to leave or is fired or takes another job, you know, do the fans sort of, you know, forget about him real fast? And not the case with Jim Wacker. His legacy, both of those two schools at now what is known as Texas State, at Texas Lutheran, always been a guy that everybody remembers fondly. And you could tell he had an impact on his players, and I think very much so like these two guys, like Jerry Kill and like Gary Patterson. You know, Gary likes to joke that players don't always like him when he's their coach, but they usually come back five years later and say, man, I sure did learn a lot. And I think that's kind of the impact that those guys have.
I always love listening to the radio voice of the TCU Horned Frogs. That is Brian Estridge. So, Brian, let's get our listeners up to speed tonight. Of course, the Frogs, they're 1-0. They had a bye last weekend, and they absolutely took care of business against Samford, 48-14, a very impressive win. What were your takeaways from TCU's new offense under their new co-coordinators in Doug Meacham and Sonny Cumbie?
Yeah, I tell you, it was pretty impressive to see him roll off 96 plays and 555 yards of total offense. They averaged about 20.6 seconds in between plays. And the difference was really Trevon Boykin, who started in place of injured Casey Paha last year. But this is kind of his team now. He won the battle in the fall with Matt Jokel, the A&M transfer, and became the starting quarterback. And he's really sort of taken off. It's fun to see him blossom in this offense. And we don't talk about football players blossoming very much, but this guy really has. I mean, Trevon has a command of the offense. It sort of fits his mold. It's a fast pace that he really enjoys. And he was very efficient with it last week. And I think that's important for this team. The other takeaway is this. This is not a team that's not going to run the football. They are going to run it. They may not run it with the power running game that Minnesota will roll out on Saturday, But they've got four backs who are very capable, and I think that's going to be a priority because Gary Patterson is going to emphasize possession, you know, possession of the football, and you've got to be able to run the football to do that.
Well, TCU certainly prides itself defensively, but what I hear you saying is that there's been a bit of a offensive renaissance that's taking place right there in Fort Worth.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking with Doug Meacham, the offensive coordinator today, the co-offensive coordinator who was at Houston last year, and he said, you know, you don't see head coaches on that defensive side of the ball who play the style that Gary does. You don't see them pair it with this kind of offense very often. And because of that, he's really excited because he thinks it can be a really terrific combo to have a fast, aggressive defense that loves to turn the ball over and pair that with an offense that loves to score points and get plays off. And I think it's going to be fun to watch this thing unfold. And the autonomy that Gary has given both Doug Meacham and Sonny Cumbie on the offensive side has been interesting as well.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Brian Estridge tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is the radio voice for the TCU Horned Frogs. And I know you were rattling off all these different superlatives about Trevon Boykin. What impresses you the most? There's been some great quarterbacks that have been a part of GP's system right there in Fort Worth. And, of course, I'm thinking of Andy Dalton right at the forefront.
Yeah, you can't forget him. I think the thing about Trevon is his athleticism, one. You're gonna notice that, his ability to run and throw. The interesting thing about him this year, Biggie, he's dropped 10 pounds. 10,
wow,
15
oh, really?
Pounds.
Okay.
He cut out fast food, and it's really made him even faster. As fast as he was last year, he's that much quicker now. He's got a quick arm with a strong release, you know, that enables him to get the ball in some really tight spaces. And but the thing about him that impresses me is what I heard Gary Patterson say on Tuesday, is just the level of maturity that he's reached now, that he's gained in this offense and off the field as well. You can tell these guys like playing for him. He has fun out there. He smiles. I love that about players, that smile, that, you know, when it comes to them,
sure,
as easily as it does to Trevon. And I think, therefore, he's poised to have a really big year.
Well, Trevon, as a result, was named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. Talk to me about Matt Jokel, this transfer from Texas A&M. Can he be counted on to help run the show when necessary?
Yeah, I think totally. It was a tough battle, I'm telling you, in the fall. It wasn't a done deal early on. They went toe-to-toe, and I think because of Matt Jokel, Trevon Boykin is better. But Matt brings a different skill set to the table. He's more of a pocket passer. He's a terrific leader as well. When you talk to him, it's as if you're talking to a 30-year-old. He's so mature. And he's handled this situation marvelously. I mean, he has been a terrific team player, and now he becomes kind of an extra coach for Trevon Boykin. What, you know, telling him what he sees from the sideline, an extra set of eyes, if you will, but to run this team, that's not going to be an issue.
Well, the backup position is so critical for the Frogs' success. You've got to have that type of stability. And, Brian, you know this well. I mean, look at what happened at Texas, you know, losing David Ash, and they've got Tyrone Swoops filling in. The Big Ten, Braxton Miller. And I think back a year ago to Florida, losing their starting quarterback in Jeff Driscoll.
What is Steve Spurrier's motto about the next man up? I mean, every coach has that. You know, you've got to be ready to go next. And I think at TCU, that was one of the concerns coming in the Big 12, was how would their depth stack up? You know, would there be a next-level guy that was going to be the equivalent of a Big 12 player? Because we knew the frontline guys were going to be. And I think TCU finally, after 3 years, is at that level.
Okay, so Minnesota is a 2-touchdown underdog. I mean, they're physically, they too are beat up. What is the status on their quarterback situation?
Yeah, and that's the latest we're hearing on Mitch Leidner is that he worked out yesterday. They're going to make that decision today or tomorrow.
Okay.
I think we're going to see him. We asked Gary Patterson if he thought there was any difference in the two quarterbacks, and he said no. He in that system, in the Jerry Kill system, you don't have to be you don't have to be Peyton Manning. I'm not going to call him a bus driver. I think it's a negative term, but he just wants you to manage the game, possess the football, and as Gary Patterson said, there's really no difference between the two.
Okay, Brian Estridge has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, the radio voice for the TCU Horned Frogs. Always a pleasure and always enjoy listening to you on the radio. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.